This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Some communities hover over the financial edge. Others have completely fallen off. Sand Branch, an unincorporated corner of Dallas County, is one of them. Residents there have no internet, no trash pickup, and no running water. They rely on donations, creativity, and community spirit to survive. Nobody in Sand Branch has a running faucet. A lucky few have wells and small tanks in the backyard. They use that water to flush toilets, maybe wash some clothes. Even when it's boiled, it's not drinkable. Pastor Eugene Cahey twists the top off the water tank at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, the one remaining community institution here.
Green mold. Algae.
And that algae comes in patches the size of a phone book. That's why, Cahey explains, this water isn't for drinking, just for flushing. And that pretty much sums up life in Sand Branch.
It's off the grid. It's a third world country. Because water is gold here. It's precious.
While this neighborhood feels worlds away from the hustle of the big city, the glittering Dallas skyline is just a short drive away. 18 miles southeast of downtown and a couple miles west of Seagoville, Sand Branch is surrounded by development, but is virtually undeveloped.
Each home down here was hand-built by the community. There was no outside general contractors, and this land has been in their families for years. So they have a strong connection to the land and to the community.
Dallas County has records of Sand Branch dating back to the 1930s. Cahey says families settled here not long after slavery ended. About a decade ago, the county moved 36 families out of Sand Branch because their homes were in a flood zone. Now, the community has dwindled to just over 100 people scattered across 9 blocks. And those residents still don't have water or trash service.
How can they move when their general income is $721 a month? When they have no internet, how do you find an apartment? How do you find a home? I mean, how do you save up for the down payment of a new house?
The remaining residents of Sand Branch have to be creative. Some bring jugs of water home from work. Others fill up at relatives' homes. Alvin Batts has lived here for half a century. He hauls 5-gallon bottles to his mom's house down the street to stock up on non-potable water from her tank. For drinking water, it's a different story.
When we got a little money, we go to the store and buy water, you know. We've been trying to get water down here for a long time.
The Dallas County Health Department says the vast majority of well water in Sand Branch is undrinkable. Attempts to annex the community into Dallas have all failed, and in the early 2000s, a push to build a grant-funded water system was shut down, too. The project would have cost a few million dollars, and at the time, half the community would have been underwater in a major flood. As a result, folks in Sand Branch brush their teeth with bottled water and burn trash in the backyard. In 2015...
I mean, we have more of don't-haves than we actually have.
Even so, Pastor Eugene Cahey soldiers on. The North Texas Food Bank and other nonprofits send over drinking water whenever they have it. And several plots of land were just donated to the community for an urban farm.
Growing food, chickens, hydroponics, bees, so we can have the bees pollinate.
Seeds of hope, sprouting in a neighborhood that could use some. Courtney Collins, KERA News.